it doesn't.
The following program is a production of MDS Entertainment. Almost live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Mel, Lady Business, Gelbart. And Larry, Fabulous Mead. Now, a man who knows how to please the ladies. Here's Nate.
That's what they say.
Did that just say, who knows how to please the ladies?
I know how to please the ladies.
It said, you're fabulous.
Fabulous.
I'm not fabulous.
Yes, you are.
That's
true.
That's a drag queen's name.
Well, we don't know what you did over the
Girl,
weekend.
I am too lazy to be a drag queen. Those bitches.
That's a lot of work.
It takes me about 5 minutes to do my bangs.
You said.
I have bangs because I have a hair dryer and I blow them up. Otherwise, they don't stay up.
You said bangs. Hi, everybody. We're back.
That's funny.
Can you tell?
Yeah.
What a crazy week. Hi. Hey, just want to let everybody know that if you're going to buy something on Amazon, like I did, I just bought Adam Carolla's new book, Not Taco Bell Material, through the Nate Darling Show. Went to natedarlingshow.com, clicked the Shop Amazon Through Us link, and boom, got it. I helped out the show.
I want to read it when you're done with it.
All right. We can make that happen.
I love shopping on Amazon, I've decided, and I love doing it through the Nate Darling Show because it makes me feel like I'm doing something good for the world for some reason. So we've become addicted to shopping.
We're pretty much like Habitat for Humanity.
Yeah.
Sort of. And we have a new piece of equipment that we can't use this week because it just came today, and I need a couple of other things to come that I ordered at the same time.
It's called the Rabbit.
Oh, is sort it one of those saddles with a cock at the top?
Is it a double-ended butt plug?
It is not. I will give you this hint. It does have several orifices that you'll shove a plug into.
Oh, my.
What is my softball team?
Excellent.
What is Mel?
What is Mel in the 80s and 90s?
What?
And 2000s.
Is Mel a three-input lady? Because you have to add lady after three-input or it's just insulting.
It sounds classy when you add lady.
Have you ever had more two wieners in you at the same time? No, Gilbert.
Have you?
That is inappropriate, Larry Mead.
See how I turned it around? I defended
I'm
your honor.
I'm not asking myself. I won't dignify that question, Nate Darling, with a response.
I won't dignify that question, Larry Mead, with a response.
Hey, everybody. How was your week? Did we all have a week?
So, I had the best weekend. So
what'd you do?
Yeah, you start, since you have the great news.
You know, it's like every weekend we do something even more fun than the week before, because the weekend before we did our San Francisco trip. Well, this weekend we went to Redwood City.
So pretty.
Redwood City!
I know. Like, who goes there? It's like in the middle of nothing.
It's beautiful.
It was gorgeous. We went to a place called Filoli, which is like an Irish estate with beautiful gardens and this big, beautiful manor.
Oh, you went to Filoli, did
you? We went to Filoli. And it's actually funny that you say that accent because it's based on, it was built in the imitation of this Irish castle.
Do you know which one?
I don't remember the name. It had a very Irishy name. The guy had bought the original castle in Ireland for his daughter as a wedding present.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It was the guy that owned the Empire Mine in Grass Valley, built this estate.
Oh, wow,
after
fun.
The 06 earthquake. They moved out of San Francisco and built this property. So we went and toured that, and we stayed at the Sofitel. Mm. Oh, my gosh. It was so beautiful. And we had this wonderful brunch on Sunday with crab claws and shrimp and an omelet bar and all the champagne and coffee and fresh juice you wanted and croissants. It was awesome. We had the best time.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds like a fancy getaway.
Yeah, and we drank champagne and ate little, we stopped and got the little chocolate coupled with mousse and the little eclairs. Yum. And little cream puffs, and we had a bottle of champagne and we sat in the room and watched basketball and ate our snacks. It was the best.
I like to say snacks like snacks.
Snacks.
Mm.
So
you had good snacks.
We had good snacks. Paul's the bomb. Every week we have so much fun.
Way to go, Paul.
Yeah.
He's the best.
He knows how to keep the romance alive.
He really does. The champagne was the kicker.
Nice.
Absolutely.
What did you guys do?
Well, I had a long weekend because my friend and co-host of the On Demand Super Show, Hootie, got married on Thursday.
Oh, that's right.
And congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Hootie.
The Hooters.
Not of the Blowfish.
No. But I got sunburned really badly on the top of my head Because I have enough, I have just enough hair that I can't put sunscreen on my head, but not enough hair to protect my head from the damaging rays of the sun.
Why don't you wear a hat?
Because
it's a wedding.
Because it's a wedding, and I don't.
It's an outdoor wedding. It would be appropriate to wear a gentleman's, even like a gentleman's hat,
like a straw hat.
No, I'm thinking more like a sombrero. I can't say that word. Sombrero.
Well,
sombrero.
I've determined sombrero. That I will be purchasing a fedora, not for hipster reasons, but in case I am ever at a semi-formal type event like that where I'm wearing something a little bit nicer where I can't really wear a bucket hat or a baseball cap.
Yeah, that's smart.
And I will, I'll be able to protect my head.
Hot.
Yeah, my head is hot. It's bright red. And my forehead has started peeling, which is really weird. I think the top of my head's coming off in one big sheet.
Nice. I love peeling people.
Stay away from me.
My part burns, so I actually rub sun lotion right into my part. And
it'll
soak into your hair.
I understand that, but there's a difference between having a part and having thin hair on top.
So why don't you get facial moisturizer that has an SPF in it like I do and just put it on your scalp?
Because it wets down the hair I do have, and it would look really weird.
His hair would be all greasy.
Yeah, and stuck down. It wouldn't look good. Yeah. You see, that's the dilemma that is faced by people who aren't bald but don't have all the hair they once did.
You should just shave your head.
Shave your pubes and tape them to your head.
Or that.
Probably not going to do that. At least your suggestion. I did shave my head last year, and I don't know that I was that fond of it.
Yeah, I don't think it was a good look for
you. It was a pain in the neck to do, too, because then you start to get the stubble, and it itches, and it's weird. And, I mean, it's for some guys, it's okay, but for white guys, it's really dicey.
I love well-done, bald guys. I think it's sexy.
Like Mr. Clean?
Mr. Clean, yes.
Yes.
She loves Mr. Clean and, of course, the wrestler Goldberg because he's also Jewish.
Yay.
The other thing was on Friday I picked up a new kitty. So I now have a matching pair of annoying cats.
Don't call him the crazy cat lady.
They don't match at all, though.
No, they're not matched. They're about the same age and they're about the same size. So Ace has a playmate now. And after a day of...
Are they both...
Now they just run around and play.
Are they both boys?
They are. They're both neutered males.
Your cats might be gay.
Doesn't matter. They're neutered, so they're not going to go do anything bad. They won't be doing. I've been praying for them.
They'll
not
watch
to be
a lot
gay.
Of Bravo.
No, they. In fact, today the little bastards turned off the power switch and turned off the TV, DVR, and internet.
Sounds like a diva to me.
This afternoon. So that was. And the new one's name is Hef because he's all black. And he likes to lounge around, and it looks like he's wearing silk pajamas. So after a few days of hassles, they've grown fond of each other. Although I see Ace has decided to take up residence in Mel's lap earlier than normal this show.
Meow.
Usually he runs around for a while, but he went right to sleep tonight.
Well, I think what happened up until now, it's just been him, so he sleeps all day. And then when people are around, he's like, I have energy. Well, now he has a little buddy to chase around all day. Who has a lot more energy than him, and now he's tired from running around all day and turning off power appliances and stuff like that.
That's hot.
Mm. What was your weekend like there, Senior Larry?
Oh, my weekend was exciting. Friday night, I did an improv show called Drunk versus Drunk, where there were 2 4-person teams.
It looked pretty awesome.
It was great. The crowd was crazy good, surprisingly, and my team won because we were awesome. But I got really drunk.
Did you do a scene about the food court at the mall?
No, although I always do.
No.
That's one of my go-tos.
I know.
I was at the Merc and got doubles, which if anyone has been to the Merc in Sacramento, their drinks traditionally are very, very strong.
What is the Merc?
Mercantile.
It's a bar.
Well, I assumed that.
The Mercantile is a bar at L and 20th.
Oh, okay.
It's really cool. It's a really fun place. Their drinks, people go to the Merc because it's so their drinks are so strong.
Right.
And I got a double. So my new drink of choice is cherry vodka Diet Cokes, which are absolute cherry, which is really good. And then Diet Coke, because there's no carbs.
So it's like a cherry Coke.
Yeah, it tastes just like a cherry Coke. Mm. But literally, so it was in a pint glass, and it was 11/12 full of vodka and a splash of Coke, where it was maybe light gray.
Wow.
So I got plastered very quickly, so I had a very fun show.
Lightweight.
I became very good friends with some drunk people that came in from Roseville, so that's fun.
Hooray!
And then I met some hot black lesbians at Hot Rods that night, which was also quite
good
exciting.
For you.
Yeah. So Adam and I think we're going to have a game night with them soon.
Yay.
And then Saturday was super fun. We did a whole bunch of stuff. We went to Costco, which is exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's great.
But then we went to go. I've already seen Wicked. And so we're like, yeah, let's walk over and try to do the lottery. But we didn't win tickets. And so then we went to go see Prometheus in IMAX 3D. Which was crazy good. It felt like you were in the movie because IMAX are so big.
Yeah.
We're kind of towards the front and in the middle, and the 3D was really cool. So I recommend to go see it. And then Sunday was really fun. We had a really kind of lazy, fun day. It was quite nice. The highlight of which was going to, there's a drum and bugle corps in town, Boston Crusaders, practicing at Folsom. So we went out. Adam went with me because he's extremely nice. And watch them practice for 2 hours.
So I have a question for you. Last week after the show, and you left early last week.
Oh, I did.
But I will give you a pass because, and you may or may not know this, Mel. Shortly after Larry left, our Facebook page started getting likes from this.
Hell yeah, girl. Folsom Cheer Elite.
From the Folsom Cheer Elite because, was it you or was it Adam that mentioned to them?
I talked about it on the show, but then Adam mentioned it to them on Facebook and just said, hey, just to let you know that you got talked about. We made their fucking lives.
Oh, they were on our Facebook wall. They were.
Oh, I had to give them my address. We're getting T-shirts.
Nice.
That's all. I'll totally represent. They're awesome.
I got messages from them. The highlight message for me was like, you guys, we've hit the big time. Listen. And like, to be fair, they're incredible. Like, they're really good. And so I'm really happy that like, I was really happy. One that like, we reckon like one that they, you know, listened and liked it. But then two, I'm really happy that Adam sent it to them because they were over the moon ecstatic.
Yeah, so Folsom Cheer Elite, thanks for the...
I think we have official cheerleaders.
Oh, that would be so awesome.
Oh my God, that would be so hot. The official cheerleaders. Dude, Nate Darling.
If we do a live show, they have to come and perform.
Oh, hell yeah.
Now I think we have to do a live show at some point.
Yeah.
You know, that would be... Maybe we can do a live show for a second Saturday or something.
Oh, that would be so
Do it outside so they can perform in the street.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to work, a podcast outside.
We could do it at the Comedy Spot and they could perform on...
Yeah, we could do it right inside the garage doors.
20th Street.
Yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out if we want to do it. But yeah, so thanks a lot, guys. We really appreciate the love back and yeah, I saw their pictures and because they're all over our Facebook.
How adorable are they?
They are awesome.
You know, it was funny because I was talking with Larry and I said, who'd have thought a cheer squad would be so excited about something?
No.
What?
I think it's so nice because I don't think they get recognized enough. In general, I think cheerleading is not
recognized enough. I mean, once the only cheerleaders that really get recognized are like, I mean, to be fair, like high school cheerleaders for all of the naughty reasons. And then the ones that perform and compete like at the collegiate level for like the national champions.
Yeah.
But that's just such a really small group of people that see that and have any appreciation for it. And when you see like cheerleaders doing athletic moves, it's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Those bitches were doing crazy stunts on pavement. Pavement.
Well, hopefully not hitting the pavement.
Yeah. Oh, and I do have to report what else happened this weekend, and I'm becoming very butch. So it's important to know. One, my softball team has remained undefeated, even though we had a doubleheader last night, which is awesome. And you guys might be floored by this, but anyone that's listening can attest to this. So I played third base for both games. I had maybe one of the highest jumps in the history of softball. I jumped so high that, like, you could have put a car underneath. It was awesome. That might be exaggerating slightly.
It might be.
But to be fair, I'm a big dude, so I don't really jump all that well. And so I was pissed because the games were so close. So I wish there was a picture of it because I jumped so high I hurt my balls. true story. But people
what?
Are like, damn, how did you jump so high?
Did you hit them on the way back down? What happened there?
Okay, how does that hurt your balls?
So on Friday, we had a really awesome coach come to help my team, who coaches Sheldon, which is a high school here. A lot of his players just played for Cal that were in the World Series. And he gave us all these good tips. And one is, he's like, if you're playing on the outside of the diamond, so first and third, you should go really far down because you have to be the most explosive. And so, like, he gave us all these really cool tips that, like, you kind of knew, but, like, the way he explained it just made sense. So I did that. So it was all the way down. So when the dude hit it and it was high,
Larry went down.
It was so easy to just projectile up because I squatted down and like, on my balls of my feet, y'all. Horny bitches. So when I jumped up, I like, woo, and I caught it. And, like, because I had so much power and I was splitting my legs, that's how you get more power and get higher. Folsom Chair Elite would test my... I kind of did, like, a split leg jump. But anyway, so I got it. And I was so excited and I came down. And people were like, fuck! It was really great.
Here's what...
But I hurt my pinky finger so bad. I'm not exaggerating. Literally. My finger was purple from here to here.
It's still purple.
It's gotten so much better. I can move it. I couldn't move
it
before.
So you hurt your pinky and your balls.
I hurt my pinky Friday because he was doing weird bounces. And I went to... I'm right-handed, so my glove is in my left hand. I went to
Larry
the ball.
Is demonstrating. That's why he keeps going in and out
I'm
on the
really,
right.
He's
really
going
sorry.
Off mic.
I'm so butch. And so the ball hit really bizarre and fell. Well, it hit my hand, and it was bent like this and bent it back. It hurt like a motherfucker.
So it hit the tip of your finger is what
no,
you're saying.
No, it hit this part.
Oh, it hit, and my it hit the side of the knuckle.
My
okay.
ligaments are all fucked up.
Gross. Mm. I hurt my shoulder because I threw the tennis ball for the dog, but I throw like a girl, and I hurt my shoulder. Yeah,
that's funny. I'm picturing Larry's jump because the way he described it, if he would have gone straight up, his feet probably would have been about maybe 6-8 inches off the ground. But because he did the splits, his legs were really far off the ground. But he probably only gained about 6 inches in elevation.
I seriously heard someone say it was like 18 inches.
Well, maybe I
that's
wasn't
awesome.
There.
I don't jump, so that was impressive. And yeah. I did some other good things ish at third base. But we won, so my team remains undefeated in the very competitive world of gay softball.
All right. Well, for all your gay softball needs and other things, cheering, Mel's weekend, my weekend, any cat
you
news,
buy
of course.
Kilt a fish there.
Yeah, you can hear our shows on the go with Stitcher Smart Radio, on-demand news, talk, and more on your mobile phone. The latest episode of our show is always available for you. No syncing needed. No memory, no storage. It's available for your iPhone, Android phones, WebOS phones, and even your BlackBerry if you're one of those danks. Downloading
yeah,
is easy.
Paul has.
Dang. Really? I thought he had a phone like you.
No, his work made him have
Okay.
They gave it to him, though.
His work made him come to the 20th century?
Well, because he's always out in the field and doing stuff, so right. They have to be able to text him and email him. He doesn't like it.
He's like a soldier for democracy.
He is.
Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store. Stitcher Smart Radio, it is the smarter way to listen to radio.
Why are BlackBerries dinky?
Because they're mostly, most of the people who have them are business dinks.
Oh.
That's why they're dinky.
I thought you meant dual income, no kids.
No.
Like the sociological term, dink.
No, I mean dink as in dank.
The word dinks then, Paul and I, huh?
You guys are dinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. Somebody who might feel like a dink is a judge. Let me talk about the judge here in a second. Yeah. Mike needs to reboot. This comes from San Francisco. It made me laugh. Judge Lillian Singh got a taste of judicial medicine when a convicted car burglar she was trying to help out walked out of her San Francisco courtroom and within minutes, mere minutes, was busted for allegedly breaking into her car.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Philip Bernard was in community court on Tuesday for a check of his progress while on probation for an auto burglary conviction. Mm-hmm. He's homeless. He had missed an earlier appearance and failed to follow his probation requirements. I wasn't too happy with him, Singh said. But community court is set up to get people help, not send them to jail for minor infractions. So the judge let him off with just a stern admonishment. He apparently took it to heart, too.
Yeah, clearly.
I told him he'd better get into a harm reduction program and get going with a job search. Well, no sooner did her gavel go down, however, than Bernard
go down.
Exited the Polk Street courtroom, went around to the alley in the back, pulled out a weighted sock and smashed the rear window of a car. As fate would have it, there were a couple of cops passing by.
He needed
by.
Money for a ride to go on a job interview.
That's it. Yes. So they grabbed him, ran the car's plate, and yes, it was the judge.
The thing, you know, the funny thing about this story that sticks out to me is the fact that the judges are parking out in public. Our judges park in locked garages here in Sacramento. You can't get to their cars.
Well, that's probably for
the
best.
That's because we're tough.
Yeah.
Well, that's because there's parking spaces in Sacramento. In San Francisco, not so many.
Yeah, our judges in both the juvenile and the downtown courthouses park under the building in secure facilities underground under the buildings.
So, yeah, 32-year-old hobo. And first of all, he pulled out a weighted sock. Who carries a weighted sock around?
Maybe he just took the sock he had on off.
That's funny.
Because I think that's funny, just picturing him taking his shoe off, peeling his sock off.
And then filling it with weights.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think they would turn that up in a search going in or out of the courtroom.
Well, it depends if he used, you know, what he used as weights. He could have had a handful of spare change that he used or something.
Yeah, and that's why you don't give hobos change, because they'll put it in a sock and smash a judge's window.
Exactly.
That's right.
Lesson learned.
It's true. It's true.
It's not nice.
No, it's not nice to smash windows. Dirty hobo. Anyway, you know who else isn't nice? Meter maids. Those dirty bastards. In Albuquerque, police still...
You know you just got a ticket.
I'm parked in a lot.
That doesn't stop them.
No, you know, I'm going
to... They're like zombies.
I'm going to sue them for graffitiing my tires, is what I'm going to do.
It's chalk.
I don't care if it's chalk. I paid good money for those tires, and they don't have any right to draw their graffiti on it.
They probably do. There's probably actually some ordinance saying that if you use a city parking spot...
73-year-old man.
No, I've always hated
those. Get
the
kids off my lawn.
That used to be part of my duties as a police officer, was like when things weren't going on, we had to just patrol and do ticketing.
Well, that's fine. These people signed up to be the bane of people's existence.
Everybody needs a job. Just like what I tell people when I was a cop, don't hate the person, hate the job. Like, I can't help it. This is what I get paid to enforce laws, whether I believe them or not.
Right, but these people signed up to hand out crap tickets.
What was the job they could get?
Bullshit.
Somebody has to do it.
Bullshit. Bullshit. Let me.
Yes, the angry, hateful people that want to punish you are the ones that went and applied for these jobs.
No, they're the people that are lazy and wanted to sit on their ass and get paid a lot of money for doing something that requires absolutely no brain cells. I'm going to go through and mark people with chalk, and then I'm going to come back in 2 hours and write you a ticket.
Huh. Now I feel bad, because now, like, people that clean houses and toilets, you're saying the same thing.
No,
like,
I'm not, because those people are doing an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. I'm talking
you're
about...
You're saying that meter maids are not doing honest day work.
No, I'm saying what they are is the bane of people's existence. And let me get to this story, and I'll make my point. In Albuquerque, police still haven't found the gunman who killed a man outside a rap concert. But people who parked in what would become a murder scene did find parking tickets on their cars after the crime scene tape came down. The shooting happened in a downtown parking lot as the concert let out around midnight. The whole area, of course, was blocked off so investigators could work. It was closed for 10 hours. One of the cars parked on the street in the crime scene was a guy named Robert Espinoza. He was told to leave his vehicle there, so he did. The downtown bouncer had no problem because he works two jobs. He knew he wouldn't be available until the afternoon to go back and get his car. So he called parking enforcement, and they told him that he wasn't going to receive any citations, and he received a citation. They went in within minutes of the police tape coming down and started ticketing cars.
I just
in a crime scene.
I refuse to believe it's malicious. For all you know, that person just came on duty. They didn't even know there had been crime scene tape up.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse, Mel.
Ignorance
you should know
of the
that.
Law.
Ignorance. Ignorance is no excuse. Never.
You're crazy.
I'm not crazy.
You're crazy, girl.
I am not crazy. These people are a-holes.
I used to hear that so much. Why don't you go hassle somebody who's committing a real crime? Why don't you blah, blah, blah?
Okay.
That's the law. I get paid to do it. If you're in the illegal parking space, I write you a ticket. That's
but they're
my
not
job.
In the illegal. They're parked in an area where they were going to get their cars. But, oh, no, there was a murder. So the police said, leave your car here. And as soon as they cleared the prime tape, literally within minutes, there was a three-wheeled Nazi in a bike helmet going around ticketing cars.
I'm not
going
to have this argument with you. I think you're ridiculous.
I think you're ridiculous. And I'm going to give you a ticket just because. Anyway, the city admits they made a mistake, and they're actually going to take care of all the tickets.
Yeah, it sounds like it was bad communication, but it sounds like somebody was just doing their job.
Oh, yeah.
Even the dummies
you know
have to have jobs.
Hey, Mel, you know who was just doing their jobs?
Don't start with me.
Oh, I'll tell you. You know who was just doing their jobs? All of the people in World War II on both sides, Mel.
Ew.
They were just doing their jobs.
That's gross.
They were just following orders, Mel. Whether they're handing out tickets or gassing your people.
I think you're so wrong for saying that.
I know. That's why I said
how it. How did you make that leap from parking? You've got rage issues. If you made the leap from parking person to someone that annihilated
and
you.
I just think everybody has to feed their family.
Just
and
following,
if that's your job,
just
that's your
following
job.
Orders. It's not you choose the job that you have.
If that's not exactly true. Some people will take whatever job they can get. And if you don't have a education and that's the job they're posting for, that's probably a county job. So it has good benefits.
Look, if you take that job, then you deserve the scorn that comes with it. I'm sorry.
You're full of shit.
They deserve.
That's what people used to tell me as a police officer. I'm just trying to make a buck and get home, you know? So, fuck you.
The difference is, as a police officer, you're actually out there trying to...
Most people don't think that.
Well, I understand that, but I'm trying to make my point. As a police officer, you're out there to protect the public and put bad people in jail. not your main goal isn't to be a bane to people's existence.
As the person who has somebody who parks in front of my house all day every day that wants my parking open because I want to park there, I would call parking enforcement. I'd want somebody to come. If that job didn't exist, I would probably be annoyed. I think they serve a purpose just like everything else.
I think Nate must have had a bad date with a meter maid because this is where it's coming out. I just think it's weird of that much hatred towards someone for just making people
just
follow their laws.
Just following orders? Just following orders. It's okay. We're just following orders. It's all you got to do.
Well, it sounds like you want anarchy then. Like, don't have any laws then
and
rules.
For someone that hates hobos and doesn't want hobos to sit on the street,
really, do you think the parking enforcement people are doing anything about that? Do you, until they start actually putting a chalk line on a hobo and handing him a ticket because he's in a space for too long, I don't want to hear about it. They're horrible people who just do... I mean, it's about being out there to collect money. That's all
they
they're there for.
Trust me, they're not making any of that money.
No,
so.
No, I understand that. They're just mindlessly following orders, like you said. Moving on.
I think Nate Darling needs a hug or something.
I'm horrified.
You? Oh, wait.
I'm kind of scared.
Are you? Are you really?
Actually, I'm a little bit scared.
Well, be afraid, Larry, because Perth's Tom Bull has a $1 million beard.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true. The whiskers have become his trademark look in what could be a $1 million beard for the top model from Australia. A simple decision not to shave has catapulted him into the big league. Since moving to New York last year, the 22-year-old has secured campaigns for Ralph Lauren, Perry Ellis, and Banana Republic. Mm-hmm. That's right. His washboard abs, blue steel stare, have also graced the catwalks for global brands Vivienne Westwood, Armani, and Canali.
I love Vivienne Westwood.
And according to his agent, the beard was a calculated move because Tom has classic boy next door look, but in order to accelerate his career, we really needed to age him. Guys Tom's age don't normally get big jobs. They normally come when guys hit 28 or later. Sort of different than for the ladies.
Yeah, it's reversed.
It's been quite a big year for the man's man. The beard has made a comeback, and so it made sense. So, hey,
I think his beard is awful, by the way.
It's scraggly. It's,
beards are in.
They
I
are.
Love I love beards and I love facial hair. I just don't like his.
Beards are in. All right. Well, we've made it through that little thing, even if it wasn't painless at all. So now it's time for the original segment on our show. It's time for
cool.
Hey.
Neat.
Ah! Oh!
Tool. Oh. That was silly.
Oh yeah. Are you dating a meter maid? Is that what it's all about?
Adam is not a meter maid.
Good.
He's too tall.
You saying he wouldn't fit in that little three-wheeled thing?
No. He's 6'6".
Hey now. All right, first up, in cooler tool, beards. Larry, cooler tool.
Oh, fucking cool.
Mel.
Oh yeah, I love beards. Cool.
I think beards are cool.
I actually prefer stubble, but I love beards too. But I love stubble.
Unless you're doing it to be ironic, and then you're a tool. But your beard is still cool.
Here's the problem with stubble. If I have any same gender-loving dudes out there, if you have stubble and the dude you're dating has stubble, it creates a lot of friction, and you get big open sores on your chin. Not to say that's ever happened to me after making out with someone before, but literally, I had a scab the size of like a silly putty container on my chin, and I had to go to work the next day.
Wow.
So luckily, Adam has a beard, so I don't have to worry about that. But like a beard and scruff is fine, but two scruffs is like starting a fire.
Do you know, I have a friend that is the inventor of the cowboy comb.
The
have
one
you
now?
Seen this product? The
no.
cowboy comb? He lives locally. We should actually have him as a guest. He's hilarious. Ooh. But they invented this comb that looks like an old-timey mustache, and it's a little mustache comb, and they actually endorse one of the beard and mustache competitors that goes to the beard and mustache
wow.
competitions. And they're really into it. It's really funny. You can check out their website. I think they have a Facebook page.
I did not know there was a beard and mustache competition.
Oh, God, yeah. They're all over they do it all over the world, and it's all different kinds of longest and bushiest and whatever.
What's
it
called?
The cowboy comb, and you'll see it. They're hilarious guys, too. They're hilarious.
All right, next up in Cooler Tool while Larry looks that up. The judge in San Francisco for going easy on the car thieving hobo. Mel?
I'm going to go cool. I mean, it was a bit of a diversion program. She was doing her job. She certainly, I mean, if she locked every single criminal up because they might victimize her or someone she knows, everyone would go to jail. So, I mean, I think she was just doing her job. She was following orders, Nate.
That's not what it is.
Cool.
Larry?
Cool, because the people in California don't want to pay taxes, so we don't have a prison system that can handle people wanting to go to jail. So I'm going to say cool to the judge and cool to the citizens of California.
I'm gonna go cool as well. I think the judge is cool because she did do everything she could to try and set him straight by going, listen, man, go out and get a job. You need to get your life in order and do stuff. He's a tool because he then went out and decided to try and steal a car by using a weighted sock.
Amen.
Dickweed.
Wow. Cowboycomb.com is very fun.
Yeah.
Is it? It's not exactly what people would have thought.
They have cute videos, too, that they've made. A bunch of videos on YouTube that are hilarious.
And I think I know where we're going to go with this last one. Cooler tool, the Albuquerque meter maids for issuing tickets only minutes after the police tape came down. Mel?
Well, I don't think they're tools. I think there was some miscommunication. I certainly think I'm glad that they corrected the tickets, and I do think that those people shouldn't have been ticketed. But I think that people are doing their jobs, and I think they're cool, and I appreciate that everybody has their role to play.
Larry?
I'm sorry, I'm speechless by the fact that cowboycomb.com has limited edition stainless steel gold finished cowboy comb for $100.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But I'm going to say the meter maids are cool because they get so much hate projected on them. I feel like they need a little bit of kindness.
Well, they mostly get the hate projected on them from me, and they deserve it. I think they're tools. I think the meter maids are tools. I think it's cool that the city and the PD have stepped in to fix the problem. And at least their PR people are saying that they're going to make sure that stuff like this doesn't happen again. But, I mean, come on. A shooting outside a nightclub. I mean, you got to know that that went down. You got to know that that was a crime scene. And you can't be out there slapping tickets on every car. Really, did you think the fucking bonanza came in suddenly? It's like, ooh, looky, hundreds of tickets in one spot. Idiots.
They have a pink cowboy comb.
I was going to say that they have a pink one.
Ooh.
Yesterday for softball, my team has different themes for every night. Yesterday was cowboy and cowgirl night. So on Friday, we had cowboy hats and we all decorated them. It was amazing.
Mm.
You should have gotten a cowboy comb.
Should have. Next year.
Oh, now you know. All right. So I was home for lunch yesterday and I was watching the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader show. You know, the one where they're trying out for the cheerleaders thing?
Oh, the reality show.
Yeah.
It's on like CMT.
Yeah, exactly. And suddenly it goes to break and I see an ad for this movie that I didn't know existed called, it stars Matthew McConaughey. It's a dramatic comedy. So right there, three words in and they've contradicted themselves.
It's a dramedy.
What is a dramatic comedy? It's set in the world of male strippers.
You obviously are not gay because every gay male can tell you this movie comes out in 27 days.
Magic Mike is directed by Academy Award winning director Steven Soderbergh, stars Channing Tatum.
Fuck yeah, it does.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I think Larry just came in his pants.
He's not even my type, but he's so hot.
He is a good-looking guy.
Well, let's take a listen to the trailer for a minute, shall we?
Good evening. You live here?
Yeah.
Yeah? What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you move back for me, please? We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Everybody sit down. We're going to be here for a while. You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with, do you?
No.
Good.
You're adorable.
The businesses that I manage, they deal exclusively in cash.
Wow, busy guy.
We welcome to stage the one, the only
Magic Mike.
You are the husband that they never had. You are that dreamboat guy that never came along.
That's a cool table. But you made that?
Hmm?
You should sell these things.
That's actually the idea.
My sister?
Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
So how do you know my brother?
I'm an entrepreneur. I manage a few businesses.
You trying to hit on my sister?
Okay. Good talk.
Entrepreneur stripper or stripper entrepreneur?
Either one.
I was hoping this was all a joke.
It's pretty funny.
All right, I think we get the idea of what's going to go on here. So he meets his friend's sister.
Okay. You should change your battery or switch to... Oh! We're not plugged in. Now we are. That's funny. Well, I was going to blame the cat.
It might be the cat's fault. One program running. Oh.
Are we still recording?
We're still recording. And you know what? We're going to keep going with it, too. I'm going to leave it in. So
Just get my rambling.
And mine, too. So all of a sudden, the computer screen went dark. Lights started flashing. It turned out the power cord wasn't fully plugged into the back.
Ace has his hand between my thighs. It's sort of warm and kind of nice. Just on a side note.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he's awake. He's turned himself around, but he's still hanging out there. So anyway, yeah, the movie Magic Mike, which, again, I obviously am not gay because I have no idea.
Literally, I think I talked about this movie with about 93 people yesterday at Gay Softball. And all I'm going to say is this. If you're in a gay bar that weekend, you might as well just close because no one is going out except for maybe post-movie.
Well, that would be the thing.
I hate male strippers, by the way.
Here's the thing. Channing Tatum is fucking gorgeous, and he was a real-life stripper, so I think it makes it hot.
You can't ever say his name right, by the way.
I know, because if I would look at him, I would giggle. I literally had to do like this. Like, I'm sorry, I can't say your name because you're so hot. And I usually like guys like Kevin James, but I think you're amazingly hot, and I would giggle. I wouldn't even know what to say to him.
I would just high five.
Would you have sex with Channing Tatum?
No,
Channing.
Would you have sex with Channing Tatum?
If Paul gave me
if
a
Paul,
pass,
if
I
he
might.
Was on your list,
yeah, I think he's really good looking.
He's adorable.
He's a little bit young for my taste, but
he's got such a good neck. And he had sex with Elton John on stage, which was hot.
What now?
He likes gays. He's at a fundraiser.
Did he literally have sex with Elton John, or was it
there was not
simulated
penetration?
Okay, so he was grinding with Elton John.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he likes to fan rumors that he's gay because he thinks it's funny.
Well, I think it's a smart move on his part because it may be funny, but, I mean, look what it's... I mean, how many people did you talk about the movie with?
1,005.
So he's going to have more gay fans than Kathy freaking Griffin. And, of course, women are going to be all like, oh, my God, he's hot.
And he's safe because he likes the gays.
Right, right, right.
He's
I think it's
hot.
And... he's coming off 21 Jump Street, right?
Yeah, which a great movie.
So, I mean, good for him. I'd just high-five him and go, way to go, dude.
Yep. I'd punch him in his kitty and say meow.
He's managing his career well.
He is, or he's got a manager who is. Either way, they're being very smart about it. I had no idea this movie existed.
Are you kidding me?
Not kidding you at all.
Literally, I'm not kidding. If you ask any gay man, they'd be able to tell you everything about it.
Well, I think if you ask anybody who knows me, they'll tell you I'm not.
True.
So, yeah, and I knew about it just because it's got so many good-looking guys in it, but I hate male strippers. The two or three times I've been to male strip shows, it's horrible.
Have you ever been to a gay male strip show? Have you ever been to a gay bear male strip show?
That I have not.
Fuck. I mean, aside from the fact I think they're hotter than hell. Damn, girl.
I think I'd be so out of my element. There's something about...
you and me
I'm
both.
Not, this is going to sound wrong. I'm not sure how to word this without you guys teasing me. I am attracted to men. Okay, side note.
Right.
I am not attracted to nude men in front of me like that. That's not what arouses me or turns me on. Women are not visual like that, so a guy getting naked in front of me just makes me uncomfortable.
So what turns you on? Raviolis?
Yeah.
Some Red Lobster and Kenny G?
You know what's really funny, Larry? With women, it varies. It's not the same every time.
You just can't show them your wiener and instantly get
horny? I tease Paul, because sometimes I'll tell Paul, like, I want to go... chick-a-pow, chick-a-pow.
You want to go bump bunnies?
I want to go bump bunnies, and he'll like strip naked and go lay on the bed. And I'm like, honey.
That doesn't turn you on?
You're ruining
it. You have it hard.
Yeah, and he's like, what? You said you wanted to do it, so let's do it. I'm like, not like that. He's like,
so hold up. So if you're horny, literally, let's say hypothetically, because this is all hypothetically, you're sitting on a couch, and you know you're watching TV or whatever, and some person might say, I'm horny, and he takes out his dick, and the other guy's like, yeah, let's go fuck, and then you go do it.
No.
No.
That's a turn off.
Exactly. See, she can she can be sitting on the couch, horny, ready to go, and you go and whip your dick out, and then suddenly,
done.
The mood is gone, and not only is she not horny anymore, you're not getting any for probably a few days.
Nate knows women.
No shit.
I mean, I guess theoretically I know this, but it just seems so odd to me that like when you're horny, I always thought if women maybe weren't horny, you had to work them up a little bit, like stretch your muscles and like play some music and tell them you really like them. And
it's all about the mental and the emotional and setting the scene. Well, if you just strip naked, it's a turn off.
Some of my friends whores, because some of my lady friends really do, when they're horny, just want to bang.
Now, well, there
maybe
is
they're
that.
Younger?
They're probably younger. Are they in a relationship or are they just looking?
Some are not.
Well, and there's a difference too. I mean, if I'm horny and I just want to bang, like when I was in college, that was something different. And you can just be, I'm horny, grab some lube and do it and get naked. But that's
why do
a
you
whole,
need lube? You
because
spit.
If I had to go that fast,
you have spit.
But that's a whole different kind of sex, and that's not the kind of sex I want to have with my partner.
You want to make love.
I want to make love.
Oh my god, I hate that saying.
Larry looks so confused
and
bewildered by this.
I need it. It's a lot, you know. For me, at least, I can't speak for everybody. For me, it's very much in my head. It's very emotional. It's very mental.
I'm going to say 88% of the time, let's say I'm sitting here. Okay, if someone walked in right now, it's like Adam walked in right now and was like, hey, I'm horny. Okay, I could be having sex in about 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's not how it works at all. No. There's a mind game. And one of the
damn, there's a reason gay men are so happy.
Exactly. One of the keys, and this is one of my keys for success, if you're a guy listening, if you're with a lady who is somewhat in the mood, the key is to get her naked first. Because if she's naked before you are, then all bets are off. Because she's ready to go. She at that point is giving you all the signals. You can take your shirt off. Leave your pants on. Absolutely. Mel's giving me all the hand signals.
Did you just do the shocker?
She did. I think she did.
Two in the pink, one in the stink.
Yes.
I don't know how to do
two
it.
Two in the pink, one in the sink, one
like,
in the clitoris.
Like this.
Oh,
no,
I got
you have
it.
To have the thumb up.
You don't have to. That can cause cramping, dude.
I thought this would play with the clitoris.
But Nate's right.
Yeah, if that's really the key. That's my best piece of advice, is to spend a little extra time, make sure they are nude first, and then at that point they're ready to go. And then keep your mouth shut for the most part. Keep your mouth shut and kiss something.
Yep.
Because the only thing you can do by talking is ruin it. The only thing you're going to get by talking at that point is to take them out of the mood. And you let them lead any talking, because they'll surprise you. At a certain point, they'll be like, talk dirty to me. Call me a whore. Or something like that.
Mal, do you like dirty talk?
I do. And Paul is very good at it. He does just the right amount, not too much, not too little. He knows when to not say anything. He knows when to just sort of make a little comment, and it's very sexy.
Nate, do you like dirty talk?
You know, I can take it or leave it. I think every now and then it's fine, but I think what happens with a lot of, I mean, me doing it or the woman doing it?
Either or.
I'm fine with doing it because I can talk, but what happens with women is I've had this happen in the past where they'll start and they've got a very small arsenal of dirty talk, which is really the thing with most women. They've really got about four or five key phrases and then they're lost.
I don't say anything.
Exactly.
You wouldn't be like, yeah, punch me, big boy.
I have a hard time sometimes. I even get stuck, like in my head I'm thinking like I want something or I want to say something and I can't do it. Like I'll literally be thinking like, move just a half an inch to the right. I wish I could tell him to move half. It would be so good if he could move half an inch to the right, and I just can't do it.
So there's that key. Now this is for ladies. If you have somebody and you want to talk dirty and you don't really know what to say, here is three words you can say that any guy is going to love hearing. Yeah, like that.
Yeah, I do. I can do that a little. I do that a little.
Yeah.
Or, oh my god.
Yeah. That's all you have to say,
god,
and we're good.
Street people
years and years ago, I was dating a guy, and he was dead silent during sex, and it drove me crazy because he was so quiet and still that sometimes I didn't know if it was good or bad or if it was hurting him or, you know, I figured it must be fine
him?
If he didn't yell or cry or throw me off of him.
How tight is your vagina?
No, it can hurt.
I was pretty young.
A friend of mine cracked his wiener.
Oh, that's
oh, yeah.
bad.
Yeah.
But that's this guy bad. Was so quiet, and I finally told him, like, you got to give me something. You got to give me an oh yeah or that feels good or something just so I know like you're here with me and you're enjoying it. I like created Frankenstein. Then every time we had sex it was oh yeah, oh baby, oh yeah, oh mama, oh baby.
He went
oh,
into
yeah.
porn mode.
I was like, shut the hell up. Then it would just turn me off. It was so cheesy. I hope he's listening.
Larry,
I'm just kidding.
Larry, to be fair, if you're heterosexual, this whole seductive dance of sex is like chess. It's like playing chess.
I'm pretty bored.
I know. It's not. I mean, apparently, gay sex is like playing capture the flag,
yeah.
And straight sex is like chess.
Yeah.
And there's this whole game and dance that you have to do. Now, sometimes no, but oftentimes yeah. That's just the way it is.
I mean, I'm not saying there's never a time where I'll be in the other room, get horny, get naked, go in and get him, and of course he's always ready when I say go. He's like swing.
Right, you're naked first.
But that'll happen every once in a while. I'll go in, I'll put something sexy on and be like, I'm ready right now. And he'll be like, cool. But more often than not, I need the, you know, the seduction, the chess.
I love dirty talk.
you do dirty talk so well.
I do. I kind of get very... Okay, so straight people, here's a gay tip. Not always. But
I don't know if I want to see
I don't want your gay tip.
No, it's not that bad. So usually people who... Well, one, people always assume things that how you act is how you might act in the bedroom. And I think it might be a shame for straight people. It's usually opposite. So the most burly dudes who like you think are probably like... In your language, pitchers and like tend to be whatever. Usually, as soon as they get in bed, aren't and they really want to be like dominated really badly.
Mm-hmm.
And people who might be more like stereotypically gay sometimes usually turn into like, I don't necessarily identify with either one of those two archetypes, but I would say I can get fucking dirty. And I get really, my voice gets about 9 octaves lower usually during sex.
That's hot.
Fuck yeah, baby. You like that?
That's hilarious.
I'll record it next time.
Oh, good.
We'll play it in bed.
We'll put it into the intro of the show.
Oh my God, if I recorded myself having sex, would you watch it as porn, Mel?
Sure.
Not.
If I made the person wear a Mel mask, would that be awkward?
That might be kind of interesting. Right? I want Adam to wear a Mel mask. I want to be that tall.
That'd be kind of hot.
And have a penis.
Yeah.
He's got really long legs.
Like Mignon, if I had a penis, the first thing I would do is slap someone in the face with it. Just so I could.
That'd be kind of hot.
What does that have to do with Mignon?
Because that's what she always said. If she had a penis for a day. Oh, sorry. I guess I left that part out. Mignon always says if she had a penis for
Mignon's
a day.
Because Mignon's a tranny.
The first thing she'd want to do is slap someone in the face. And of course, we always say that it would have to be Brian. Because who else, you know, could she slap in the face with a penis?
She could slap me in the face with a penis.
I'd let her slap me in the face with her penis.
I don't think I'd really object.
I probably would object to that. Yeah. Just saying.
This weekend, one of the things I didn't do this weekend, I didn't share, I test drove a Mini Countryman.
Ooh.
So I really like them. I think I'm going to buy one. And so Adam and I walk in, and the guy, you know, fine, whatever. He totally was trying to figure out who Adam and I were a little bit. Like, obviously, we're together. So he emailed me after and was just like, it was really great meeting you guys. It was funny. But... Mini, if you're interested in buying a Mini, Adam, which is a very tall dude, sat in the front seat, and the sales dude sat right directly behind him, and there was enough room.
Huh.
They're very spacious.
They're
the
very cute, too.
You would not be able to have sex inside of it, probably, though.
I want a muscle car, and Paul said I could not handle a muscle car. That's too much car for me.
The new Camaros aftermarket are hot as fuck.
Well, now, do you want a muscle car because of horsepower, or do you want one because of looks?
I just want a cool one. It can have a teeny engine.
Yeah, see, you can get, like, a 6-cylinder...
That's what Paul kept saying. 6 things.
Yeah, you can get one of those.
Lame.
Hold on, I gotta. I've got audio going here. Hold on.
Oh, I'm like, what is that? No. Who's talking?
I know.
God.
Someone's interrupting. It's God.
I don't know the name of it, but the new Bentley Roadster thing is awesome. That's totally affordable.
Oh, you're gonna get one of those? Get that and the Countryman.
Probably not. Bentleys just don't have resale value.
No, that's really. I mean, of course.
Who wants to use Bentley? new money. That's the only people who want.
Good God, Lovey, I would like a used Bentley, but I just can't find
that's
one.
That's the only people who buy. How do you... knock, knock.
Who's there?
Used Range Rover.
Used Range Rover who?
Ew, it's new money.
Hey. See, we did a little improv right there.
That was maybe the lamest, snottiest joke in my arsenal, by the way.
Good God, that was lame and snotty.
Can you talk like that for a whole day?
I probably could, but I'd get a cramp in my neck.
You might get a lot of ladies if you talk like
now,
that.
Now, it turns out watching porn can make you go blind after all. A new sex study shows that watching hardcore erotic films reduces blood flow to the visual cortex of healthy heterosexual women.
Why are they only looking at heterosexuals?
Blurring their eyesight. I gotta stop. Dr. Gert Hostlage. Yeah, it's Dr. Gert, a urologist for the University of Groningen Medical Center in the Netherlands, said that the results suggest that when not watching naughty flicks, a sexual arousal takes precedence over anxiety in women's eyes. If you look, for example, at your computer and you have to write something or whatever, then you have to look specifically and carefully at what you're doing because you don't, it means you make mistakes. But the moment you're watching sexually explicit movies, and that's not necessarily because you know exactly what's going on, it's not important that the door is green or yellow. Now, a dozen research participants, all on hormonal birth control, were showed three movies, a documentary on Caribbean marine life.
That's boring as fuck.
A softcore porn flick.
Boring.
And a hardcore one.
Fuck yeah.
Now, they used PET scans to peek inside the women's brains, and researchers noted a drop in the blood flow to the visual cortex when participants were watching hardcore movies. The research results were published this month in the Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Why do I feel like this is some perverted scientist who gets off on women watching hardcore porn, softcore porn, and marine biology documentaries? It has no real value to science.
Yeah, who needs to research this?
Well, I think the whole thing is they are proving that watching porn can make you go blind.
Is that why I wear glasses?
If you're a lady.
Oh my god, my mom was legally blind.
Oh no.
Shit. She had a strong porn fetish in her young days. I bet it used to be really hard to get hardcore porn.
You had to go to the theater for that stuff.
I don't like hardcore porn. That's yucky.
You don't?
No.
Again, the whole dance, man.
Ew, okay.
I like regular porn.
I find like soft straight people porn that's on movie. I've always watched it with friends, like if we come back and it's on or something.
Right.
I find that I don't find anything sexual about it. One, maybe because there's ladies, but like literally it's just so like if I was jerking off to that, I'd fall asleep.
You're talking about the like Cinemax stuff?
Well, no, they'll show boobs and an occasion like it's simulated sex.
Right, but you never see penetration.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, that's
maybe
boring.
I don't know what hardcore sex is.
Double fisting.
That is very hardcore.
Ankling.
What now?
Ankling.
How do you get to the ankle?
Carefully. So it's what some people do after they've had a lot of things. Like after you might have punched someone's kitty, you put your foot in.
What?
It's called ankling.
Good God.
All the rage.
Is that a thing?
That's what they're doing in high school now.
Oh, well.
Because girls are letting guys do a lot of stuff with their butt, so they are still virgins. And so fisting's gotten so big that now ankling is a big thing.
Is this before or after they drink
PRL?
He's
making it up.
I'm really not.
It's right after PRL.
No.
He makes stuff up. He's a liar.
At Folsom Street, that's completely made up. But at Folsom Street Fair, that's what my joke is always. It's like, where's the ankling booth? I'm sure you can find it. Although, I would like to give a shout out to Eric, our number one Portland fan, because him and his friends spent over 3 hours searching for gay midget porn and could not find it.
I do appreciate that.
I mean, that's dedication.
That's like having a research staff.
Now we should all corner the market on it and make some.
Okay, so do you guys have the equivalent of fuck it lists? I might have talked about this before.
Are you talking about like a list, like the list that you have with your significant other?
No, it's a list you have of things you want to do sexually. It's like a bucket list, but just relating to sexual. So it could, like, a friend of mine who'll go unnamed, he has this really not all that long of list, but he's done some of them. Like one was to have sex with a dude in a wheelchair. He did that. So it's off his fuck it list.
I made out with a guy in a wheelchair
once. Was it hot?
It kind of was, yeah.
He said it was fine because his downstairs equipment works, so it wasn't a big deal. But on his fuck it list is to have sex with a gay midget, like a gay little person. And he said the same thing. He tried finding gay little person porn and couldn't. So I really think there's like a whole area waiting to get tapped. Well, pun intended.
I don't know. If there are any little people who are gay, I think they would probably be able to have their pick of the litter, so to speak.
Yeah. If we have any gay little people, can you please email us? We'll set you up on a date. Ooh, with my friend, who I'll just call Tom. It's not his real name.
His name is
Tom.
He's
a really good dude. You'd like him.
And he's full size.
Is that what you call them? What do little people call normal people? Normal sounds pejorative.
I don't know that normal would be. I just think
average people.
Yeah, regular
size
or regular. I don't know.
A person of size.
No, I think a person of size would be something different.
A person of size is a fat person. That's what Southwest Airlines calls them. Ooh, and if your butt is bigger than a keyboard, you technically fall under Southwest Airlines person of size rule, where you have to buy two seats.
Oh no!
I watched it go down once at the airport.
Do they make you sit like on the counter?
No, they call you, like they'll call you over and then they'll have a gentle talk with you.
A gentle talk.
I was trying to listen so hard, but try not.
Sir, excuse me, sir. We've noticed that your ass is extremely wide.
Bigger than a keyboard, even.
It's way bigger than the keyboard. I mean, even the one with the number keys on the side and a generous space, it goes out way too far. So we're going to need you to go ahead and buy two seats for that giant ass of yours. The good news is you'll have a seat for each gigantic cheek.
That's true.
The bad news is it's going to cost you twice as much. And the other good news is no one will be in that middle seat to bother you.
Did I tell you guys that my little 2-year-old niece caused an almost hour delay of a flight last week? Yeah. They were flying to like Seattle or Portland or somewhere, and they stopped. I think they had a layover in like Denver, and she choked. And then when she got unstuck, she vomited, and apparently they can't take off with vomit on the seats.
Yeah.
So they had to clean everything.
People missed their flights. That's unfortunate.
Oopsie.
Oh, well.
Speaking of flights, I was noticing today, it has been a very long, it's been like a little over 3 weeks I have not been on a plane.
Oh, no.
Are you in withdrawal?
Yeah. Luckily, I'm getting on a plane on Monday.
That's true.
I really felt a little nervous. I had to check my airline miles, make sure they were still there.
Yeah, we need to talk about, we'll talk about it after the show, but we need to talk about next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm not here on Tuesday. Yeah. I'm going to be in Hawaii.
We'll figure it out because...
All I know is if you don't bring me the coffee-encrusted macadamia nuts, the Kona coffee macadamia nuts, don't come back.
People literally have been giving me the list of things that they want. I'm like,
I need them.
Girl, I'm going to have to get like 2 suitcases.
I need
them. Nate, do you want a Polynesian girl?
No, it's okay. I'll pass, but thanks.
I'm in a wedding. I'm in a lesbian wedding on Thursday.
Just bring me
on
my nuts.
On the beach. You can have my nuts.
So we'll talk about it after the show.
If you coat them in Kona coffee, then okay.
Because next week is show number 52. We've been doing this for a year.
Can you believe that?
1 year. So we'll figure it out, but we'll do a 1 year celebration.
We haven't
show.
Divorced each other or had a fight
no.
yet.
No. Well, not a major fight.
No.
When Nate is hating on people.
Yeah, he gets very
They're
angry.
Not people, they're meter maids.
Inappropriate.
I just hit you and it hurt me.
Three-wheeled Nazis is what they are.
You
know who carries around a lot of anger? Not me. A woman in North Carolina, because police in Shelby say they arrested a woman over the weekend after she squeezed a man's testicles out of his scrotum.
I have a lot of questions about this.
So do I. Joyce Maxine Gregory, 35, is charged with malicious castration and assault.
Yeah.
Is there any other form of castration aside from malicious?
Benevolent.
I guess if you were like swinging a sword around and you accidentally castrated someone.
Inflicting serious bodily injury. That's according to the Shelby police chief. Now, police say that she got into an argument with an older man on Saturday morning, apparently watching cartoons, I don't know. When he went outside to call 911, she followed him and grabbed his scrotum. The man ran to a nearby rescue squad building for help. Now, I don't know if he ran there with her still holding his scrotum, because that would probably explain a lot of it. Police were sent to the residence to arrest Gregory when she was placed in the patrol car. This is the classy part. She pulled down her pants and urinated in the back seat.
Classy.
That's why they're plastic and you can hose them off.
Here's
my question.
Yes.
I don't have a scrotum.
No. Yeah. I would hope not.
It seems to me like that's a pretty well-made package with the testicle on the inside, the scrotum package on the outside. And
it's like you're describing a Hot Pocket.
To me, it is sort of like a Hot Pocket. And it seems like... if this guy had pants on, and they don't say if he did or not, except that he went outside, wouldn't somebody have to hold on to you for a while? Like, how did she get enough of a purchase on him and enough time to squeeze it out? I mean, why didn't he punch her in the face?
Yeah, I don't know how... squeezing them out? I mean, to force your testicles out through the skin on your scrotum?
It's like doing edamame at the Japanese restaurant. You know, you squeeze it in
the
little...
It's like popping a blackhead.
Yeah.
He might
have very porous balls and a very tiny ball. Or very porous scrotum and a very tiny ball.
Went out through a pore?
One of my friends has a prosthetic ball because he had testicular cancer.
He has a nudicle?
And they removed it and they put it in. Isn't that awesome?
That's weird.
No, it's not. I think that's great.
I think it's cool.
Here's the funny thing. I heard about those on, I think it was Talk Soup at the time, when they first introduced nudicles for dogs. And it was a way to, because there was this whole thing about if you want to show a dog, like in a dog show competition, they need to have testicles. Well, the whole thing is you really should spay and neuter your pets. So someone came up with a brilliant idea of nudicles so that you could neuter your pet.
But doesn't the dog have to be fully intact as they were made to be in a show? I thought you couldn't alter them.
I think it wasn't for high end. It was for like mixed breeding.
Yeah. So,
like casual.
So I heard about that and I'm like, oh, that would be cool for guys like that. And that was one of the storyline, but a part of The first or second season of Sons of Anarchy, one of the prospect that was trying to pledge and get into the motorcycle gang, his nickname was Half Sack because he had half of his scrotum blown off in Iraq, and he had one ball.
Why would you need a fake one just so you feel even?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's self-confidence.
Dude, if I lost a testicle, I would absolutely want to have one back. It would be like asking, it would be like if you lost a breast, you would probably want a prosthetic one.
Yeah, except it's not as visible.
Well, not to you, if you're a guy, you feel it all the time, you see it all the time.
You're like,
I mean,
half of a man.
Yeah. Yeah,
I could definitely say, like, if I dated a guy that only had one testicle, wouldn't affect me one way or the other.
No, it's absolutely...
I wouldn't date a man with one testicle. Absolutely not. It's a freak of nature.
As we have
homosexual relations. Actually, they make it hot. I call him the unicorn penis. Because it has, like, one horn.
One horn. Oh, boy.
Yeah, it wouldn't freak me out or anything. I don't...
It'd be easier to get his ball in your mouth.
Yeah.
All of his ball.
Because you couldn't say balls. Give me your balls, big boy. Fuck yeah, taste my balls.
Okay.
Wow.
That's something. You want to know what else is something? And this kind of irritated me. It threw me back.
What? Something irritated
Nate?
That's
crazy. Somebody posted on Facebook that the other day that it was like the anniversary of our high school graduation. It's like, does anybody remember it? And you know how people tag you? And I'm like, yeah, you know what I remember? I remember the nuns threatening that if we threw our caps in the air to celebrate that we graduated, they weren't going to give us our diplomas.
See, all of this stuff that I've been hearing about this stuff baffles me. We were allowed to do whatever we wanted.
Yeah, well,
a crazy legal school.
Oh, well, not anymore, because here's what's happening now.
All diplomas have been awarded. Cheering a kid getting a high school diploma is about as American as yelling at an umpire who makes a bad call. But across this country, school administrators are saying so much for tradition, they're stopping ceremonies and, in extreme cases, ejecting parents.
Yes, I agree to this.
The celebrations are getting excessive.
Don't scream, don't cheer.
In Florence, South Carolina, Shannon Cooper knew the rules but couldn't help herself.
I got up and I said, yay, my baby lady, yes! It just a regular cheer.
Next thing she knew, she was in handcuffs, charged with disorderly conduct. Her daughter, Aisha, holding a diploma in her hands, came outside to see her mom in custody.
That's all I could picture, me crying, looking at the police van, knowing my mom in there.
Outside of Cincinnati,
I think that's horrible.
Ohio, star football player
here's from Ohio.
High school won't give him the diploma he earned.
It's crazy how somebody can do that to you.
The same reason, too much cheering.
Teachers and other students and other family members who weren't with us were also cheering for him also. He's well known.
The school wants Anthony to do 20 hours of community service before they'll make his graduation
That's
official.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not bullshit.
It's
tell you why. Have you been to an urban high school graduation where they have 500 graduates?
So what?
No, because here's what happens. And part of the reason, and they haven't really reported on this.
It's time for Larry's racist theater.
No, it's not even racist theater. It's my family that taught New York City public schools. What's happened is graduations got out of control and celebrations turned into ridiculous spectacles, and they couldn't find people wouldn't understand appropriate applause because people would stand up and holler and whatever. And guess what happens? You then overspeak the person who's going after you. So then fights break out and literally graduations become crazy. So the only way they could do it by saying you can't celebrate because no one understands, like, hey, let's just appropriate applaud or like let's shout. It turns into 2 minutes. 2 minutes times how many people gets to be 4.5 hours. And so, like, I understand the outrage, but, like, no. Because people weren't understanding things, it got out of control.
I guess I'm doubly offended by, A, people can't understand what's appropriate.
I would agree.
And that they don't let people celebrate to some extent. I think both are bad. I think it's just like the McDonald's issues and everything. Like, people can't seem to understand basic common sense stuff. And so now we have to be everybody's mommy and daddy. And I hate both of
I'd
those
agree.
Things.
Because how would you feel, though, if your kid, you didn't get to hear your kid's name called because the people in front of you were cheering so loud?
No, I definitely get your point. I just think it's sad on both ends that people have now become so infantilized and immature and ridiculous.
I agree, which is why I loved my college graduation, which I think was the best graduation I've ever been at from undergrad, because we don't have a speaker. It's like a tradition at our school, and that our celebration is all fun and crazy. Like, people bring games. Everyone's pretty much drunk when you graduate. Because the whole focus is on the graduate, not like a speaker that doesn't fucking matter. And so for ours, you do kind of celebrate and have fun. And I think it's a whole different atmosphere. But like, I think it's really sad to be at a graduation. You don't get to hear your kid's name read. And so they have to have these laws. What they also didn't say is that she kind of fought with the policeman as she was getting taken out.
Well, yeah, there was that. But I mean, that would be kind of a natural reaction if you're like, what are you arresting me for?
Right.
You know, to go back to... You're arresting me. What are you arresting me for? For cheering for my son graduating from high school?
And there is a time where everyone can cheer and celebrate, but they do it collectively, which I like that idea.
And I understand that, but if you found a place in the middle where people could cheer for people as their name was announced, and the robot reading the names on stage, the school administrator who, if not for that extra education, would be driving a three-wheeled car and putting chalk marks on my tires, could take a pause and be like, Larry Mead!
Well, and what he's saying is people
Mel
won't do
Gelbart.
That.
It wasn't that.
Because
so
I went to, you know.
No, I understand.
Not to be racist or whatever, but I went to the super whitey OU school that was mostly all white kids. And that's exactly what they did. They read the name. Everybody clapped and cheered for 2 seconds. And then they moved on. They just did a pause between
right.
them.
Right.
And we decorated our caps, which I hear they're not letting kids do. We did all of that.
That was another thing. Kids who decorated their caps couldn't get their diploma until they did community service. It's all part of... In a lot of situations, you see it, and you see it when you go to the airport, too. People who have a little bit of authority who say, look, I'm taking control of this situation, and this is how I'm taking control of it. I'm not going to give you your high school diploma. Well, guess what, school administrator? I went to school for 4 years. I earned my diploma. I did everything required of me by the state. You fucking holding it back from me is just your last vestiges of control over somebody who's gone through your system and done it. Now, I understand what you're saying. If the situation is getting out of control,
yes,
you have to do something to go, all right, everybody, calm down. But
you can't do that in the middle of a ceremony. So it's easier. It's just why there's zero tolerance for stuff.
Different culture. You can't judge, Larry.
It's not judging.
Different
it's,
culture.
It's they're trying to mitigate the
they're
feelings
excited.
Of protecting everyone should have the right to hear their name spoken at graduation. And for me, that trumps the right of a parent to like scream, because guess what? You don't have to do that at that moment. You can celebrate that person before, after, or collectively, not at that one moment.
No, I agree. I think we all have sort of the same idea on this, that it's gone too far in every direction because people have no self-control.
Yep.
Absolutely.
I was so drunk at my college undergraduate graduation / kind of hungover at the same time. I had to lie and say I was diabetic because they weren't going to let me leave the arena floor and come back on. I left the arena floor. I don't know where I went for a little bit, but I went to a coach's office where it was air conditioned because it was really hot. And there was water and there were no cups. So I remember putting my head under like the water cooler thing and drinking water and coming back out.
I just remember my grandma was super, super mad at me because everybody else wore like dresses and suits under their gown. And I just thought, I'm never going to do this again. I want to wear something funny. Yeah. So I wore combat boots, Daisy Dukes, and a Harley Davidson sheer lace bodysuit with a black bra.
That's hot as hell.
It was pretty hot.
You were covered. What the fuck did it matter?
Yeah, who cares?
Did you get to keep your gown?
I think, yes. Yes, I did. I still have it. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, yes, I do. I have it.
Interesting. My sister, when she graduated from OU, I'd just gotten back from India.
We had to buy them.
I was so sick. Because I hadn't eaten meat and I ate meat and I threw, like, Hillary Clinton was speaking at her graduation. And she was bummed because OU has two graduations, like one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
She got the morning?
She got afternoon. The morning got Matt Lauer, which was way more fun than Hillary Clinton. She was super bummed. But all I remember is throwing up the Subway sandwich I ate, like projectile vomiting.
So you hadn't eaten meat, and in the first meat you decided to go with was something from Subway?
Okay, because I got in at like 2:30 in the morning. My parents picked me up. I fell asleep. We drove down there, and then we stopped at Subway, and I wasn't even thinking. I was delirious. Mm. No joke.
I don't know why you would go to Subway as your first meat when you get back to America. That's a bad choice. It's a bad choice.
Was it Indian?
Sort of. It was Indian /... fast food worker. I don't know. I skipped my college graduation ceremony.
What?
I did. I graduated a semester early, so it was a midterm graduation in December, and I looked at it and I'm like, I don't know any of the people I'd be graduating with. I don't really want to blow $120 on a cap and gown, and I start work the next day. So while everybody was going through the graduation, I was putting gas in my car and getting out of town.
I didn't do my graduate school graduation. I was already in California.
I didn't do it either. I was in Nebraska already, and I was so over. And my parents, I think, were really sad about it, but I was like, I don't really want to go back. It doesn't mean much.
Yeah, I finished early, and I moved here about a month before.
Yeah, if you're not graduating with a group of your friends like that, it's kind of pointless. I mean,
graduation of my undergrad was about a two-week process where I literally think I might have gone out. I don't know if I've gone out as hard as in a two-week period as I did the whole time.
Well, yeah, and a lot of places have started pushing the graduation closer to finals because of that, so that people won't be out drinking as much and just destroying themselves.
Well, no, our school kind of encourages it.
Do they still, or was...
No, they still do. Our school, since 1977, has sponsored Dayton to Daytona, where everyone after graduation goes to Daytona, Florida, and you spend with, like, 3,000 of your... The whole, like, half the school goes. Awesome.
And they get all hammered.
On the beach. Yeah.
All hammered and such. All right. Well, this was a show. Our computer almost shut itself off.
Oh, wow. It's time already.
It is.
I know.
It is. We've reached...
Tired.
Oh, we've reached the end. Hey.
Did you guys notice, by the way, I don't know if it was on our page or maybe it was just on my Facebook page, but all the comments I've seen in the last couple weeks are how people are learning so much about my sex life.
Yeah. Mm. Becca was cleaning her room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I like reading people's comments. Thank you, everyone that's written them.
By the way, that's a euphemism.
Yeah.
You do realize that, right? She was knocking the cobwebs out.
Was it douching?
No.
Oh.
No, it's masturbating.
Masturbating?
When you say euphemism, it's always masturbating or sex. Always. Always.
Really?
Yeah.
Even when...
That's what euphemism means.
So, in college, I went on a service trip to Boston, and we stayed at this very gay Catholic church. It's a very long story. It's called the Jesuit Urban Center. And so it was very funny because it was a very pro-gay environment. And so Kay, who was on the trip, she was like a grad student. She was a woman. And she's like, you know what? It's not fair. You have a whole league up there. She was like, there's so many people on your team. You've got teams competing against each other. Me, I had to go to the batting cages because there's not enough people to form a team.
What?
I had a whole point to the story, but I lost it.
I did not understand.
Never mind.
That.
What are you talking about, like softball?
No, it's like...
What is she talking about, batting cages?
I don't remember what master... And I was like, I don't remember now. I'm tired.
Well, I guess it is time. Hey, by the way, this weekend, if you want to see Mel perform improv, she's going to do it.
I am.
It's true. Yeah. The Lady Business Improv Show is this Saturday night at 8 p.m. at the Sacramento Comedy Spot.
And it's our superhero show. I'm so excited.
Let me ask you about this. I was curious about this. You guys do theme shows.
Right.
Is there any actual theme going on the show, or do you just name it something and go, hey, it's our superhero show?
No, everything. It's all, the whole show is based on the theme. So what we do is we choose a theme. It's sometimes related to the like time. Like the month, if it's like certain holidays or something.
To the time of the month.
Yes, it's always about our periods, actually. No,
your
it's
period?
Sort of like, you know, like we did like, you know, in spring, we sort of did a spring themed show or
sure.
Around the holidays. We'll do like a Thanksgiving or a holiday show or an anniversary show.
But what does that mean?
So basically what that means is because what we do is all the women independently have to do monologues. That's where we get our material from.
Okay.
So the superhero show basically is anytime you, you know, superheroes you've wanted, when you've done something that made you feel like a superhero, anything superhero related, that's where the monologues will come from. And the audience stories will also be based on superhero themed topics.
Okay. Is if anybody does the my boyfriend is my superhero, are you just going to punch them?
Yeah, but that won't happen in this group.
Okay. I didn't think so, but just checking.
Too many strong, powerful women that love their partners but could kick all of their collective asses.
We're strong, powerful women.
Yeah, I've been tossing around a few ideas, but I can't talk about it because a lot of the women listen to the show.
Of course,
we're not allowed to talk about our material before the show. We're very serious about not cheating.
Or tossing salad. Yeah, I was just curious about that because I saw the theme and I was curious. So 8 o'clock at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, you can get tickets for Lady Business, or you can get a combo ticket with Lady Business Anti-Cooperation League. See two shows for only $4 more.
And the special guest on ACL this week?
It's you, isn't it?
The one and only Mel Gilbert!
It's me. I'm super excited.
You can go into huge Mel overload. Listen to the podcast, then go see Lady Business and stick around for ACL and hear all about you.
You'll be sick of me.
Lee, here's what I want to know. You've known Brian, Brian Krall from the Comedy Spot for a long time. And Brian, of course, will ask inappropriate questions. Do you think Brian will ask questions more inappropriate than the ones Larry asks you?
No, because Brian has known me so long and knows me so well, he knows the answers and he knows what would be appropriate and inappropriate on stage.
Oh,
I'm
going to
text him some questions.
Because Brian knows pretty much everything about me.
Did you and Brian date?
No.
I thought you dated a long time ago.
Brian
was married.
Was married, yeah, the whole time married. I knew him. So, yeah, no.
Yeah. Come on, man. Get with the timeline.
I thought maybe a long time ago.
No, just always really good friends. Since we met, we've always been pretty good friends. Except for when he fired me, then there was that awkward year. But then we're friends again.
Aww.
Everybody's friends again. So that's coming up this weekend. Get out and get your mail time in. All right, guys, it's time to wrap up the show with, as always,
small town news, everybody loves that small town news.
And of course, small town news brought to you by our Amazon page. Go to NateDarlingShow.com and click Shop Amazon through us if you're shopping Amazon anyway. It doesn't cost you an extra dime, and it helps out the show a lot, and we appreciate it, so thank you very much.
We do.
This week in small town news, there's a moose on the move in South Burlington. That's the urban part of Vermont, kids. South Burlington, Vermont. A traffic jam in South Burlington Saturday evening, but not because of cars. Instead, a moose. Cameras caught up to a bull moose at the intersection of Spear and Swift Streets. No gay joke? Okay.
No joke. I'm very mature.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
I paused for his interjection. He doesn't have one.
What he said.
The male moose was spotted shortly after 8 o'clock near the Vermont National Golf Course. He proceeded west through the condominium complex, stopping curious travelers along the way. I don't think the moose actually stopped the travelers. I think they stopped on their own. So that's some good writing there. WCAX.com. Idiots.
He was talking to people asking where the, you know, the Quickie Mart was.
Hey guys, do you know where the closest Wawa is? I need a snack.
I'm thinking, do you know where the nearest Subway is? I'd like to go and get some meat and throw it up. South Burlington police, of course, monitored the animal from a distance, making sure it kept a safe distance from the public. And they included three pictures of the moose. Here's one with the moose with his hind leg up, sort of scratching his nose. Second picture, ew. It's just the moose walking away into the tall grass, nowhere near the road. And my favorite, it's two South Burlington police officers standing beside the road.
Doing nothing.
Doing nothing. I see a lot of that. I know they're maintaining a perimeter, but I see a lot of that going on.
Where I worked, we had a Signal 69.
Hey, now.
And that meant cow in the road. And then you have to go, you know, herd cattle.
Sure. Well, it needs to be done. Somebody's got to do it.
I just loved when the call came out because you always wanted to hear a 69.
So that's small town news for this week. You want to hear the comments? There were only two.
Sure.
Kimberly says, LOL, love it. Thank you for sharing the small stories like this. I actually have a dear friend who lives in South Burlington with the nickname Moose. Just had to share the story with him. Is that a small town comment or what?
Such very a small town comment.
That adorable. Was Kimberly. And then also someone who goes by Essex Parent. Maybe the police should have been keeping the public a safe distance from the moose instead. Hey, guess what? Mr. I reproduced or Miss I reproduced. The inverse is sort of implied there. You
some
dullards.
People.
Yeah, you gotta be a dick. And you know what? Just because you reproduce doesn't mean you can be a dick.
You know what that person probably does for a living? Meter maid.
Meter maid. I doubt it, though, because they're criticizing the police, and meter maids don't
fluffer.
Do that. What?
He's a fluffer.
Oh, and by the way, you're not supposed to call them meter maids, Mel. You're supposed to call them parking enforcement officers.
Right.
With their little bicycle helmet on. Sorry. Just had to go there again. All right, that's going to do it for this week on the show.
Yay, because I got to go pee-pee.
Oh, well, that's good. Larry's got to look stuff up on his phone. Mel's got to go pee-pee.
I'm
hungry. All right, everybody, thanks for joining us this week. Don't forget, we'll be back next week with our 52nd show. Oh, my God.
Abby's doing a hula dance for Hawaii for all y'all.
We'll figure it out.
I'll be giving Sabago Gigante a high five.
We'll figure out something special to do with our 1 year show that's coming up. Check out the On Demand Super Show this weekend. Hootie's back from his honeymoon, and we've got a lot of stuff to talk about and look at and all that jazz. So we'll bring that to you this weekend.
We miss you, Eric.
Yeah, we do. We miss Eric from Portland. I hate when Spotify throws an ad in between. I'm just like, hey, Spotify.
Random.
I know I'm not paying for your service and all. But how about you just don't put an ad in there because you're ruining the whole flow of my show.
Yeah.
Even though it's the end of the show.
Wieners.
Yeah, that's what's going on. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to see Brett Michaels this week with Night Ranger.
Awesome.
And Slaughter.
Awesome.
Wow.
At the Thunder Valley Casino. Full.
I've already seen two of the three. I've never seen Night Ranger.
I love Thunder Valley.
I have not seen Night Ranger or Slaughter. I did see Poison when they toured with Tesla in 1989, going back in time. So full report on that next week. I'm going with our buddy Noel.
Awesome.
I think next week we're going to have a Prince update because I've got more news.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Prince sightings in Sacramento.
Yeah, by the way, now it's hit the SAC B. I would like to let everyone know that you all heard the inside scoop from me 2 weeks ago.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. Congratulations. You're more on the
TMZ of Sacramento.
Yeah, you are.
You're more on the ball than the Sacramento Bee.
We call you Perez.
Yes.
Perez Mead. All right, kids. Have a good week. We'll see you next week.
Bye.